This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The Burlington Free Press has a new leader. Emily Stigliani is the new executive editor at the Free Press. After a nearly six-year stint at the paper, serving most recently as its digital director, she stepped into the executive editor role about a week ago and joins us today in our VPR studios. Emily, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So the Burlington Free Press was once the largest newspaper in the region. How do you see its role today in Vermont?
Well, we are incredibly focused on digital. We are tapping all sorts of media. We're doing video. We're doing breaking news. My goal is to undertake the mission that our newspaper has always had, which is to educate the electorate.
It sounds like you're not at all intimidated by this sort of move to digital.
I'm not. I think the internet is a representation of us as a society, and it has the potential for incredible good. And, some of the most vile things also happen on the internet.
I'm so glad you brought up the potential pitfalls of the digital world, because as you say, there is the good and then there is the bad. And all you have to do is go to something like a comment section digitally after a report. How do you police that sort of thing at the Free Press? How do you see that role now?
I'm really interested in leaning into that. There is undoubtedly a division in our society in the way people think. And there's an argument to be made that people who maybe comment in a way that is vulgar should be ignored. And there's some wisdom in that. And then if there's a huge thread of comments that are all sort of very aggressive or negative, I'm interested in leaning into that and asking people to evaluate their own comments. We are working on a story about that, actually, that I have two reporters on.
Oh, no kidding. So sort of exploring instead of just immediately shunning that person away, saying, why are you feeling this way? Why are you deciding to write this way? That kind
exactly.
of thing?
Exactly. And asking them to evaluate for themselves to characterize the tone they took.
There are some people who may say, I like my traditional print newspaper. Is that the kind of thing you can let them know is still going to exist?
I can't speak for the broader corporate strategy. I think that we have an obligation to serve the people of Burlington. And then there's also that pressure of making sure that it's stories that people want to read and want to talk about. And a lot of the conversations are happening online.
I want to talk a little bit about the revenue model for the Free Press. Does it rely on advertising revenue to be sustainable these days?
I am not privy to all the information because there is the division between news and advertising. The current model that we're looking at is pushing subscribers, which a lot of other news organizations have gone that way. I think that is really good for the reader if they are willing to pay, because it's a really nice model to have the reader invested in us.
VPR is no stranger to this either. This is why we do membership drives. We say, you can listen for free, but if you believe in this service, we ask you to pay a little bit. That really is the challenge these days, though, because the internet has so much available for free. How do you plan on getting that message across to people that if you care about local news, if you care about your community, this is something we need you to pay for?
I'm taking advice, Mitch, if you have any. But I think that it plays into my core belief in journalism, which is transparency. I can't ask the public to do something that I don't fully believe in. We do a lot at the Free Press to try to reach people. We have a morning Facebook Live where two reporters, sometimes myself, sometimes an editor, sometimes two reporters, go through the top five morning headlines, and listeners can talk directly to us and we talk back. We monitor the comments. And I do believe that this is a strong model for helping reach a sustainable place for news organizations.
My guess here is that people who may say, okay, you want me to pay for this service, I want assurances that this paper is going to be local, that you're going to have a locally staffed newsroom, that they're going to cover the stories that matter to us. At the same time, a lot of that is out of your control because the Burlington Free Press is owned by a larger corporate entity. What can you tell folks who might say, I want to make sure you're covering my community?
That's a really good question, and that is one that I ponder a lot. There's no easy answers. I think there's a daily decision-making process and a discernment about what matters most each day. This question of civic discourse and information that is local and starts local but extends on all our social networks far beyond that.
You are only the second woman in the Free Press's history to lead its newsroom. What does that mean to you?
Identifying as female is important to me in the context of my own personal history. I come from a family of recent immigrants on both sides, and I've come from a line of ambitious, intelligent women, and I feel like I am sort of their dream of what is possible in America.
Emily Stigliani is the new executive editor of the Burlington Free Press. Thank you so much for the time, Emily.
Much appreciated. Thanks, Mitch.